Chub Step.
Creating the OIF Dungeon.
Steed.
Chub Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the king of the jungle.
I hear you're a river guide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Class 4, 5?
Uh-huh.
Which is it?
Why don't you try putting those numbers together? That's right. I've shot a class 45, and I've never lost a man.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the show has started.
And hey!
That's usually Jared's line. I said it. And then usually I would respond with... Okay, all right. No shots taken early. Guys, special Chub Step episode today. Special Chub Step episode. Let me give you a framework. Jared is disposed. Or indisposed.
Indisposed?
Maybe. I don't know which one it is, but disposed seems like you're doing something. Indisposed seems like you're not doing something. So I'm going to call him disposed. He's disposed
right now. He's not doing this.
He's not doing this. He's got bigger and better stuff, and he wanted me to tell all the heavy chubbers out there to suck it.
Suck it!
So?
Suck it, everybody.
There you go.
Jared said suck it. Probably not missing him too much now that you know what his message is.
Yeah, so just take these little gems... when he's not here, it's rare, but just take him with, just be glad. We're not doing a Steed show again because
not yet.
Jared actually loved that format so much. He wants to be in on the next Steed show. So I think maybe next week or the week after that, we might be recording a Steed show.
Oh man, I can't wait. That's a good tease.
It's a good tease. So get ready for another mega Steed show. We're going to have even more guests this time. We're going to have more music. We're going to get even drunker.
And it was gonna be pretty drunk last time.
It was pretty drunk, but we're going to do it bigger, and we might bring Pat back. Pat might return.
I think he needs to return. Yeah, he did a good job. Maybe this next time we'll actually tell him what's going on.
No.
Or tell him less.
No, I just want hard dues in the garage with the MAGA hat on. It's an election year, so he's going to be even
sure
more
he's got
fired
really,
up.
Really good takes that'll have to be cut out of the video.
Yeah. Which it did get re-released. We've talked about it on the show, but you weren't on that one. You were the producer on that.
Yeah, I produced the show. I had the buttons and the sound.
You
effects.
Had the buttons. You did not have editing control. Would you have edited anything else out of that?
No, I wouldn't have edited anything out.
Yeah.
It's Jared, not my YouTube channel.
Jared was like,
You
can't, come on.
I don't want it. Yeah. I like my job.
You can't talk about laying booby traps on top of a wall. And I was like, loose gravel? Loose gravel is a booby trap, Jared? That's right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, whoever, if you know, you were there.
If you got the original, the unedited version, consider yourself one of the lucky few. Okay, but we got a true crime. We're doing a true crime while Jared's gone. We teased this. I don't have the powers of looking up episode numbers like Jared does. He might insert it when I send him this, but we teased this 15 times. And we did a little mini story, but now we're diving deep into the story of Carl Tanzler.
Hey, I got a quick question though. Before we get to that, I'm wondering who's doing the podcast with you this week?
Did I not say you? Did I not introduce you?
I don't think so.
I got sidetracked. Jared's not here. I'm all over the place.
No, I understand.
I need him back. I'm doing it with Chub Step Matt.
Yeah, big money.
Big money.
Yeah.
I don't know what your official Chub Step name is.
My Zoom thing says big money.
Oh, it does? Okay, well, you must have been big money last time, and you're big money again.
Yeah. Hey. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining.
I'm excited to hear about Carl.
Yeah, are you familiar with him at all?
Not at all. I'm going in blind to all of this.
Okay, this is good that you didn't listen to that episode then, and I thank you for that.
Oh.
But I'm sure you downloaded it.
I forgot the name.
I'm sure you downloaded it. Well, be ready. Google this if you are are into dead bodies, or B, don't mind dead bodies. Because if you second you Google it, dead bodies come up. Well, one dead body comes up.
Pictures. Okay.
You could. I won't say they're graphic because she's got her top on, but. They're not great. They will haunt you. They will haunt your dreams.
Now, when you say she's got her top on, do you mean like she has a head?
She's got a head.
Okay. So she's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's jump into this. Carl Tanzler, overall good guy. And I think that you'll see what many people after he got caught. He's just a hopeless romantic. So let's see if you guys, come to those conclusions.
What are some of the good things he did? Are we getting into it?
Yeah, well, some of the good things, he was a doctor.
That's allegedly. Good. That's a noble profession.
He was more of a radiologist. He survived both World Wars.
Was he in them, or was he just alive during them?
We'll get
okay. I'm trying to. Yeah. Okay. I'll let you run the. Yeah. Get into
but
it.
he survived.
Okay.
And I'll just say that Carl Tanzler. This is the official start. He was born in Germany.
Okay. So, what kind of crimes are we talking about here?
Yeah, he was not actually involved in World War II.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so don't worry, not those kind of crimes. But he was born in Dresden, Germany, in 1877. So,
okay,
would have put him. I'm not doing the math. He was old enough in the World Wars. Mm-hmm. He was like 30, 40. I don't know.
No, much older than that.
And not much. We don't have a lot of info about his early childhood, but we do know about a dream he had. And in this dream, multiple dreams, it was reoccurring. One of his dead ancestors, Countess Anna Constantia von Kassel, would visit him and talk to him and show him the face of his true love.
Wow.
And he thought that this was a vision from heaven, naturally. Mm-hmm. And he was destined to fall in love with a woman with tan skin and dark hair.
Was he already this? So this is him in his youth.
This is when he's like dreaming. A kid. He's having these dreams where one of his dead relative, the Countess, she keeps showing up in his dream, saying, "All right, tan skin, dark hair," and he like twists this, and he's like, "All right, it's angels showing me the picture of my soulmate."
Right.
That's.
I mean, nothing wrong with this so far.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like romantic. Yeah. And this would come into play later in his move to the U.S. because he did move to the U.S. And I guess it was somewhat because in Germany, guess what? There's not a lot of tan, dark-haired women.
That's true.
So he's like,
but there are. It's a lot closer than the U.S. You can find some some tan, dark-haired women. You know, several other continents.
It's true, but you know, melting pot. I don't know.
He was a fan of diversity.
He was a fan of diversity. So he did move to Australia in between. So like before World War One, he traveled from like India to Australia, and he was going to go to some island, I guess. Maybe he was going to find his mystery woman there. And he stopped in Australia, like on his journey to an island, and he bought like equipment and boats, and he was like building a boat. I guess he bought an organ down there. If you're German, any German listeners out there, yeah, like a
Like a pipe organ?
Yeah, like a pipe
a boat
organ.
And an organ?
Yeah.
Okay. And this was in Australia?
This was in Australia.
He went to Australia to buy a organ and a boat. Okay.
Well, it says he like bought an island, but I don't know if he actually bought an island.
Oh,
they
so
were
this
probably
is after
cheaper
he's...
back in the day.
Well, but he's a practicing doctor at this point.
No, he's not.
He's getting this money.
I don't know.
Okay.
It was like
Oregon,
19
Island.
It was like 1910, so not a lot of records.
Just took it.
Yeah. Yeah, pre-World War I. So then he's building like a boat to do like some sailing and shit, and then World War I happens and he was in Australia, which Britain owned or had ties to, and they were like, all right, anybody German here? And he's like, oh, Duschen, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, okay, we'll have fun in this concentration camp.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So actually,
he was oppressed.
He was oppressed. They put him there, and this is a quote, for safekeeping.
Okay.
Okay. That's pretty messed up. So yeah,
not out of character, but
they put him in there, and he's held at Trial Bay Gaol. I don't know what a Gaol is. It looks like jail.
Gaol.
And if you ever played the game Elden Ring, that word is in there. If you haven't, you won't understand that.
What does it mean in Elden Ring?
It's like a prison. Where
okay, so it's probably a prison.
Our captain, you gotta fight him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't think it was like an Elden Ring prison where you just had to fight guys that keep killing me and I get pissed off.
No, probably not. You don't know, but yeah, okay.
So when he's in this jail, he's like, all right, I'm going to build this sailboat, escape with this guy, Count Carl von Kassel, because you got to have a sweet German name if you're alive back then. And they're going to build this sailboat and then, I guess, like, spy up and do some stuff in the islands and tell the Germans, like, go back to Germany and be like, hey, we're being held. And then they probably would have been like, yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's a lot worse here.
There's like six guys down there.
Yeah.
Eventually, World War One ends, and then they're like, go fuck off, Carl.
They let him out of the gaol?
They let him out of the gaol, and he goes back to Germany. And this was confirmed in like this source. And the source is a Rosicrucian journal.
A Rosicrucian?
Rosicrucian. Yes. And this is gonna come into play later too.
Okay.
So the Rosicrucians, they're like a secret brotherhood organization that
here we go.
Oh, it's crazy. they claim to possess esoteric wisdom handed down from ancient times. These guys are pretty freaking weird. They believe that like the pyramids weren't built to be tombs for the pharaohs, but they're places of study and mystical initiation.
Oh.
So they're like,
that's like not even that crazy for as far as pyramid conspiracies go.
Yeah. but they take it like a step. They're essentially nut jobs.
Okay.
Like they think, oh, if you go to Tibet, you're gonna meet some guru and he's gonna give you magic powers. They claim to be able to levitate, astral project, and
that
is when you like put your consciousness and like shoot it to a different spot, I guess.
Oh, okay. Brain
so, like,
teleport.
So I could astral project. I could like astral project my mind and then shoot it over to your house, and I could watch you sleep at night.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that what you would do if you could?
I don't know what else you'd do other than like
watch me sleep.
No, like go to movies for free.
Oh, that's definitely a better use case.
Yeah, you'd never pay for a movie ticket again if you could just astral project yourself.
That's pretty much it, though.
Yeah, I don't know the other uses, like spying on people, but...
Nah, movies, watching me sleep.
Yeah, watching people sleep. And then one of the other powers they claim is they can create what's called a homunculi. And that is many artificial being.
Okay.
Like a person.
Like a literal person? Like they can.
Yeah,
Okay.
like they can make people with their homunculi powers. And this comes from in 1616 in Germany. This is all like Germans. These German
Damn.
dudes are weird. There's like three old Rosicrucian documents, and the third one was published in 1616, and it's about like a wedding of some guy, and he's the guest of a wedding at a king and queen, and it's in a castle, and he like all this weird stuff happens. Like on the fifth day, the guests are taken to an island in seven ships from aliens who are from seven different planets, because so like space is a thing here.
Oh my God. So the Rosicrucians have been, they've been banging for a while.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
These people
They're
are
established.
they are an established group of psychos.
They might need their own deep dive.
Yeah, would they well the nice thing is they just have their own website that's like, hey, we're fucking crazy.
Oh, they're
You
still
want to learn
around.
about it? Oh yeah, they're still around.
Okay. Yeah.
You can pay them. You can just give
Yeah,
them
you should.
money and then you're in too. It's like the Flat Earth or the Church of Four Pillars. But these guys do have some pretty cool powers. I might have to add some powers. But yeah, in this book story writing thing, they have the alien ships, and then they go to on the island. They make the homunculis, and there's like six people that have been killed, and they just like stitch them together, kind of, and make two new people. So that's you need three guys to make one guy. That's the
Wait,
rule.
hold on. What's the six guys are killed? Why are they killed? Is it a sacrifice?
I don't know. You needed homunculus.
Oh, okay. So you, but it takes six guys to make a homunculi?
Well, six guys to make two homunculus. So
Oh,
three
okay.
guys per one homunculi.
I see.
If the ratio is what I'm thinking it is.
Right. Okay. But are
And
they
then
big? Are they as big as three men, or are they?
traditionally the homunculi is actually a small being.
Oh.
But it seems in this story like they made a normal size guy. Because why would you need so many people?
Well, yeah, I would. I mean, but so I guess somehow you get for putting in three guys, you just make get it. It just they're not bigger physically, but they are like slaves to you or something, or like zombie guys.
So in this, they take two souls from this tower thing, and the souls enter the homunculis. And then, like they're just people, like they're alive.
Oh, but why would you just keep the three dudes?
They killed them. I don't know. They wanted new souls in those bodies.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. I look. I
Yeah, I can too. Yeah, I'll
I'm not
let
an
you. Yeah,
expert on homunculis
not yet.
or Rosicrucians. Thank God I'm not.
Otherwise.
This was just a quick skip scam of them, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So they're probably watching. They're astral projecting me right now. So,
Well, it's working.
yeah, he published that in. So he published that he was like in Australia or something, or he left Australia in a Rosicrucian digest or something. So he's like in these groups, and he's
Okay.
doing all this weird stuff. So he. Where were we? He's just leaving Australia. He's going back to Germany. World War One's ended. Everything's great. Then our hero of the day. What do you think he does next?
He goes to America.
Nope,
He
nope.
no, this is before he goes
He
to
gets
America.
married.
Oh, he finds his soulmate?
No, he gave up.
Oh, he
Yeah,
settled?
he married some German broad.
Oh.
Doris Schaffer. Schaffer? And she actually lived until 1977. Impressive.
Wow, that's 100 years after he was born.
Yeah.
And that's also when the first Star Wars came out.
Yeah. So she had a good life. She
She
probably
saw
died
Star Wars.
in theaters. Yeah. And so they have two kids together in Germany. Impressive, Carl. Carl's getting it on. Things are going good.
He's put it in.
But he can't shake that goddamn dream. up now.
Dark air.
He's like, family, we're going to GD America.
Oh, he takes his whole family there.
Takes his whole family to America.
Oh, my God.
So in 1926, he's been married for maybe like 5 years now. Takes his family. He's like, all right, we're going to Florida. And because he wants a tan woman. So he's got to go to Florida.
Where there's sun, there will be tan women.
It makes sense. He's playing his cards right. So he goes to Florida. His sister had been living in Florida. And then he fucks up here. He brings his wife and two daughters. Which one of them actually died.
Not the smartest move if you're trying to find your soulmate.
Yeah, exactly. So within a year, he became estranged and just abandoned his family.
Shocking.
But that is what you do if you want to find your soulmate.
So he didn't actually have to move very far. He just went to Key West, Florida. So he was in a place called Zephyrhills. I don't know where that is. Zephyrhills. I just can't read, but he was somewhere. He's like, I'm just going to go deep into Florida. And he ended up at Key West. And then he started working as a radiology technician. So I don't know where he got this training.
Well, it's like, a new field. There wasn't much knowledge to learn, right?
That's a good point. I guess he was good with like electronics and stuff and like engineering, so maybe it was fine. So he abandons those fools, and then he's in Key West, radiology at a hospital, and then in walks Elena. Ooh.
What was the tone of her skin?
Tan. She's a Cuban American.
Oh, that is perfect.
17 years old.
Oh, even better for a 1920s time, man.
At this time, Carl's 53. Oh, sorry. She was 20.
Oh, okay.
That's she was 17 when she married a man named Luis Mesa.
So she's divorced, or she's married?
She's married.
Oh, okay.
But they separated because she had a miscarriage, and Luis Mesa, must have learned from Carl. He abandoned her.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's just what you did back then. You just abandoned women and children.
And you go, what are they going to find me? They're not going to find me.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Ask around until they get me? Yeah.
Come on. No, you just have to move at least two towns over and you're good for life.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's been abandoned. What do you know? She gets tuberculosis. I guess it was going around back in the day. So she needs some radiology. And she walks right into Carl's radiologist arms. And she starts getting treatment. And Carl is like, son of a bitch, I'm in love. This is the girl for my dreams. You know,
the literal girl of his dreams.
The girl of his dreams. Unfortunately, she's got freaking tuberculosis.
Right. That wasn't part of the sign from heaven.
It was not. And it was in the very humid Florida Keys. So
is that bad for tuberculosis?
I think they used to tell people to go out west where it's dry for tuberculosis.
Mm. But they also didn't know what they were talking about.
No, they had no idea what they were talking about. But I don't know.
Well, let's see how it ends up for her.
Yeah, well, Carl, he's like, all right, I'm in love. I got to take extra good care of her. So I'll just pretend to be a doctor and like go to her house and like help her out. So he's like, oh, I got you. Don't like worry about the hospital. Like, I'll just bring stuff from the hospital to your house.
Like, not only am I a radiologist, but I also know how to treat tuberculosis.
Yeah, he's like, exactly what he did. He's like, I'm a freaking doctor. So he just starts stealing stuff from the hospital, like equipment to bring to her house and like treat her. And he's like giving her gifts and like money to her family and everything. And jewelry, and he's like, I love you, even though he's married and she's married.
Yeah, but they don't even sort of.
Exactly. Both of them abandoned, well, both husbands abandoned.
There's abandonment on both sides.
There's abandonment issues. Yeah, so they so he's doing all this, damn, I love you, and she's like, whatever, weirdo.
Oh, she's not feeling it.
She's not reciprocating these feelings at all, in the slightest, even though he's going out of his way to treat her at home.
Stealing from the hospital to give her free treatment?
Pretending to be a doctor, like, giving him money and everything. 18 months after they meet, she dies.
Tuberculosis, I bet.
He wasn't a good fake doctor, right, after all. Carl's, oh, he's devastated. Sad.
Wow.
He is sad. So yeah, 1931, Elena, oof,
rest dead. In peace.
She's got to get buried. And Carl's like, don't put her in the ground. I got a better idea.
Oh no. Is this where the true crime part seeps into the episode?
This is where it kind of starts. So Carl's like, Carl's like, oh, you know, Elena is such a nice girl. But don't give her like an underground dirt tomb. I'll just pay for this elaborate tomb with a door on it. And the only key, I'll keep that. Just because like I paid, just because I like paid for it and stuff. I'll just like, in case I ever need to clean it up or something.
Yeah, check on the tomb or whatever.
Yeah, so she gets this ground level tomb, and he's like visiting her. He's like, I gotta visit her a lot. You know, right. I'm so sad. This was I've been dreaming about this woman my whole life. And then he must have started remembering like those Rosicrucian homochromy things.
Oh no.
And he just starts stealing formaldehyde from the hospital, and he just starts injecting her with formaldehyde to keep her like young looking, you know, keep her alive looking. And then he just like visit her and, you know, like hang
just
out.
Visit. I'm sure he's just, you know,
paying
respects mentally.
Unfortunately, there's no evidence. But I think he was banging that dead
body. I think he was banging that corpse, yeah. You know, they didn't, in his dream about her skin, they didn't really talk about the temperature of the skin. It was just that it had to be tan.
It just had to be tan.
Didn't have to be warm.
Didn't have to have blood flowing through it.
No.
Just had to be fresh. Tan. No, I'm lucky he didn't find me, because I'm
you
a tan.
Would have been,
I'm
you
a tan
would have been all over you. Yeah.
I don't have hair, though. Could have put a wig
beard.
On me. Yeah, but it's a shitty neck beard. I gotta shave. It's embarrassing.
I think he would have been okay with that.
He would have been all right. Well, Carl would have banged me. So he's keeps visiting her, and he's like doing this formaldehyde stuff, keeping her alive, keeping her alive. He would sing her like these Spanish songs that she liked, and then let me get this date right. 2 years later, he hears a little voice in his head.
Okay.
And it's Elena's spirit.
And finally.
She said, take me home with you.
Oh, no.
take me. I want to go home.
2 years?
2 years.
Oh. Man, that is true love.
So, yeah. I'm hoping the formaldehyde worked, but apparently it was not that great. So he's like, take you home? On it. Done. I'm doing it. So he grabs his toy wagon.
Oh no!
Because what else?
Literally
toy wagon. A toy wagon.
Radio flyer.
Yeah, like a radio flyer. Like I'm assuming it's red. Just like
probably his kids before he abandoned them.
Yeah, I don't know why he stole the wagon when he left, but why? Yeah, why does this freak have a toy wagon? Because his kids are back up in northern Florida.
He probably knew what was coming.
He's like, I'm taking this fucking wagon. Fuck you, kids.
It's gonna be a corpse wagon.
I'm leaving. Yeah, corpse wagon puts the whole body in there, drags it home, and it's not looking good. The limbs are like falling apart, the skin's not looking so hot, you know, the hair's falling out, but it's cool.
He's cool with it still?
Well, yeah, because he gets some piano wire and secures the limbs to the torso with this piano wire.
Okay.
I'm assuming some stitching.
I'm sure he did a really good job. I mean, this is his this is the reason to be alive. This is his true love. He's been.
Yeah, I don't know if he was planning it or if he was just like, take me home. I'm on it. So yeah, he like stitches the skin or the torso together. He puts silk. He gets some nice silk soaked in wax to replace the skin that's decaying.
Wow.
Uses a little plaster. Yeah, he's a good guy. He gets a wig.
Oh my gosh. He could have had a job in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you be the judge of that because I'm going to show you a picture soon. he like covers her in disinfectants. He puts perfume so, you know, you can't smell the rotting flesh. Mm-hmm. Puts some glass in her eye sockets because she didn't have eyeballs anymore.
Right.
And then, you know, he would just put it in chairs and like sleep with it and talk to it.
Wow. Like, yeah. Just, well, he put her back together pretty well.
So
it's like a Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Yeah, so let's get that going here. God, it's so scary.
Oh my god, he's hideous.
This is Carl.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, this is Carl. This is the demon thing.
Oh.
You're into this?
No, I was just expecting it to look more dead. I guess for the audio listeners, it looks very much like a almost just like a mannequin, right? Like you can't even tell that this is actually a body. I can tell
it's a body,
or that it was at one time. I mean, it looks like a porcelain face with like drawn on eyebrows. And
can I show you this is young Elena, pre-dead Elena.
Oh, okay. Now, so seeing her before picture really does skew the way the after.
I mean, he got the eyebrows all wrong.
He got the eyebrows all wrong. And where's the
and the wig
skin?
Is horrific.
The wig sucks. That is not her hair.
Man, it's like a toupee.
Yeah.
Oh, look, these guys in the picture, they just held up a picture of her next to the body. Oh my god.
Before and after is right there. Yeah. Jesus. No, it's not good.
Yeah, it is not good at all. And he's sleeping next to this thing.
Yeah. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Almost 100 years ago.
Almost 100 years ago. You used to be able to get away with shit like that. So he's just sleeping with this body for a while now. He ends up getting fired from his job because he was stealing so many like items.
The corpse improvement tools?
Yeah. He was stealing so many whatever, like supplies and equipment, and he gets fired.
Right.
So he's like kind of screwed, but there is a little knight in shining armor to come help him out.
Well, he's got a lovely woman back home.
You are knocked the nail on the head. He did have his wife still at home. So he gets fired from the hospital and he's like, oh, better owe somebody for money. I'm Carl Tanza. His wife, he just abandoned with two babies. One of them who died of some 1900s disease.
God. He hits her up.
She just starts paying him money. He doesn't even go back to live with her. She just starts paying him money. And
just
he
asked?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know where she's getting her money from.
Where are all these people getting their money from?
Well, Carl's just stealing it. But
that's true.
She's getting her money from somewhere. Sending Carl money. He like doesn't have a house anymore, so he moves into like some shack. And he's a Florida heat. There's no air conditioning.
Oh, he's got and he's sharing it.
He's got
corpse.
This sharing it with the corpse. So he does what like the good estranged husband does, and he takes the money and just buys a woman's clothes for Elena, this
right.
woman.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, she never comes back to life with like the home culibros, and she's just still dead. Yeah, and this is, you know, it's going pretty well for Carl for about 10 years in 1940. Let's see, when did
ten,
she die?
10 years he's living with his corpse?
I'm double checking. He's been living. Elena dies in 1931. He takes it home in 1933. And it goes downhill in 1940.
It was going great for those 7 years.
It was going good. His wife's paying his bills. He's living with his side piece.
He was living his dream life.
He really was living the dream life. Yeah. So he's having fun. He's dancing with her. You know, just doing all types of stuff. And that is actually his downfall, because some neighbor boy or neighbor girls walking down the street.
Nosy person. Like,
they're like, Carl doesn't have a wife. Does he have a freaking... What's going on in there? And then the rumors start to spread. What's Kyle doing in there? This is my German.
Oh.
What is Kyle doing in the house with that thing?
Is that other Germans in Florida?
Yeah, they're all Germans. This is a German colony. All the Germans are like, you know, what's going on? Who's this person? And like rumors. Elena's sister hears the rumors. And she's like, that son of a bitch take Elena?
He was so weird that she like that occurred to her. Like,
well, she like heard the rumor of like, hey, you know, Carl's got some dead body he's dancing around with.
Oh, she's people like, know it's like not a person. It's like they've seen it.
They've seen this demon faced monster. So then she's like, son of a bitch, that's got to be my sister. So she goes and she's like, you fucking got Elena in here? And apparently he showed her. He's like, I got Elena back here. She's right back here.
Yeah.
So she's
ahead. I want to know, I mean, and I don't want to be spoiling anything, but like, what's going on? I want to know what he did to restore some lower parts of the. He certainly did some remodeling there as well.
So there was rumors of some type of tube.
Okay. There were tube rumors?
There was rumors of a tube being used. Because I mean, he is like an older man at this point. How old?
Older men have needs?
What's 40 plus 30? He's like 67 at this point.
Right, yeah.
But he's probably still banging this thing.
He has to be.
I mean, but he's out of his mind, mm-hmm. like, sleeping with this 10-year-old dead person.
Yeah.
In the Florida heat.
Yeah,
it's gotta be. In the Florida Keys heat. So this thing's, it's gotta be rotten. But he did do all the mad science.
He did a lot of work to it, yeah. So.
He did, and I mean, it held up. Because are from the, like, when she was found, like, 10 years later.
Well, okay. I'm sure we'll hear about that. So,
not much.
The sister shows up.
Yeah, sister shows up. And she's like, "All right, Carl, come on, I'm calling the cops." Loophole time.
Oh no.
Loophole time. Cops show up and they're like, "The fuck, Carl?" And he's like, "Yeah, I did it. I'm Carl." they are like, "All right, we gotta like put him on trial." So they have a psychiatrist go, and they're like, all right, is he mentally fit to stand trial? And even though he told them he wanted to, this is his master plan. He was going to take Elena's body, bring it up to space. The radiation in space would bring her back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So he was planning on building a spaceship to go to space. And he called it Elena's airship.
Wow, that's so
even
sweet.
Even though it should be a spaceship. That was like, he told that to a court psychiatrist. Like, and they're like, no, you're good. You're not crazy.
Oh, so they're just like, we hate this guy so much. He's staying in trial.
Yeah, they're like going to put him on trial. That's his master plan. He's going to make his Rosicrucian magic, and he's going to bring this dead body back to life. And this was in 1940, so it would be 29 years until we went to the moon.
Yeah. So yeah, he's got his work cut out for him.
I don't know if he was gonna get that going that quick, but he had hope.
Yeah, he could have been one of the first.
Yeah, so they're gonna put him on trial, and then uh-oh, statute of limitations ran out.
Oh, on what?
Like desecrating a grave or something?
Oh, no way. So they can't, he knew. Yeah.
They can't charge him with anything.
But surely, I mean, surely he was doing a crime every time he was having that thing in his home.
He only had it, he only brought it in one time. I don't think that dancing with a dead person is a crime. That would be obscure.
It doesn't sound like desecration. It sounds like a respectful thing to do to a body.
He's invigorating it. And I'm sure that the lawyers were like, damn it, we just can't nail this guy.
He's thought of everything. Yeah. He's always two steps ahead.
Yeah, so they did do one thing, which it had to piss Carl off. They took the body and they buried it in an unmarked grave somewhere.
Okay.
Because they're like, Carl's just going to go out and dig her up again. We got to hide this thing good this time. Mm. So they like did an unmarked grave and hid it to make sure he wouldn't find it. Because they knew he was going to go back and get it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, body's gone. Whatever. He's not in jail. And the public, actually, instead of being like horrifically outraged, they just think it's kind of sweet.
The public loves it?
Because they thought that she was his dead wife. Oh. This is like bad reporting. The public thought that she was his dead wife, and he's like, oh, I just can't let her go. Like, I just want to keep her with me. So they're like, give him a break.
Oh, that makes... Because then it's fine. Yeah. Then it's fine to take your wife and live with it, her rotting body for 10 years.
Meanwhile, his real wife was raising his children and paying for him to bang this dead person the whole time.
Yeah. Funding his necrophilia.
Yeah, pretty much. So, really not the best guy.
Not the worst.
What is a man left to do after this? He's going back to his wife.
He says, well, he lived out his dream.
He's like, that didn't work out exactly like I planned. But
he settles for the same woman twice.
He went back to his wife like a hero. I cannot believe she stayed with him through all of that. That is insane. That's crazier than digging a dead body up.
That is crazy. There must have been something. I mean, she must not have had a choice.
He's like, do it. Do it. Oh, God, I was going Arnold there. Do it or come at you.
That's it. I think that's what he said.
Well, he would have been like 70, but she would have been old. I don't know. Yeah, it said that she took pity on her mentally damaged husband. He goes home, earns his citizenship.
Okay, wow.
Moves to Tampa, Florida. And then the last rumor out of this guy's life is that he built a life-size replica dummy. Like the old one.
And that dummy lived with him and his wife.
Yes.
I slept in their bed.
So that's why I think that one's just a rumor.
Probably.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's see. Any other notes? There is a theory that he actually killed Alina.
Mm. I would definitely believe that.
Yeah, this came out in some article in 1982. Some note where he just said like he killed her,
and then there's a note from him saying he killed her.
Yeah, he just wrote it because that's what murderers do, right? If you murder somebody, you're writing a note about it.
You gotta tell, yeah,
and you gotta make sure this note is surviving, so you like keep it safe and like laminate it. So he might have killed her. He ended up dying at the age of 75. This is funny. They found his dead body 3 weeks after his death.
Oh.
He got a little bit of lying out in the heat too.
Yeah, he got a little taste of what he was dishing out. Wow, so everybody, you know, everybody in this story just sucks, except for Elena's sister.
What did Elena do wrong?
I don't know. Tuberculosis?
He got TB?
Yeah, come on.
Elena's sister just walked in and was like, God damn it.
Yeah, she's like, like when you watch like It's Always Sunny or something and they have like one normal person who's just like, what the heck is going on here? Like, why is everything around me a cartoon? That was like Elena's sister is like, why is this guy
allowed to do yeah, this random guy just showed up, gave us a bunch of money, and then took my sister's dead body.
And he got fired, and then his wife just kept giving him money.
Yeah,
knowing these rumors, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like, all right, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry I abandoned you and kept having sex with that dead body. And she's like, ah, oh, Carl, come on back.
So this is...
Get over here.
He must have been a charming guy.
He looks like a mad scientist.
Yeah, he does. But we didn't see him when he was younger. He may have been a good-looking guy. So that's a true crime. This true crime story didn't even... I mean, it sort of didn't have crime.
No, because he didn't get in trouble.
He didn't get in trouble. He was caught, but not...
He was even caught stealing from the hospital, and he didn't get in trouble for that either.
Yeah, nobody seemed to care about that either. What was going on in the past?
Carl was a shifty guy.
I guess, but it also kind of sounds like people were just doing whatever back then.
It really does seem like, hey... it's not worth the trouble. Yeah, he dug up a body and slept with it. What are we? Haven't we all done that once or in a while?
Have we all been in love?
A great job. Look, that thing's 10 years old. It looks like it's been dead for a week.
It must have been. Like, I have to wonder how much different people's opinion would have been if it was just a straight up, like, rotting corpse.
If it looked gross. Oh, yeah. That would be, that would be scary.
No. Yeah, I now, do not that like would that. Be weird.
It would be very weird. So yeah, that's the story of Carl Tanzler and Elena.
Wow, what a tale.
What a tale.
Sleep good tonight.
Yeah. I will too. I've been thinking about this for a while. I basically Google this every night before I go to bed. And then I hold my pillow pretending it's the corpse of Elena.
Okay. Do you think that you can get maybe we should work on this where you can buy like the full, you know, like the anime like the hentai pillows?
Oh, it's we been can make ordered.
One with her on it.
It's on its way.
Oh yeah.
God, that would actually be horrible.
Let's see what this is all about.
No, I'm out. But yeah, that's all we got for this week's episode of Chubstep. Hopefully Jared becomes indisposed from whatever's disposing him next week. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me. Wow, what a tale. What a horrible thing.
Yeah. Just remember, if you do it, statute of limitations will come into play. So don't close your curtains if you're going to dance with the dead body.
Yeah.
Until that's up. Then you could probably get a Netflix show about yourself if you do it.
That's true. A multi-part doc, cash in.
Exactly.
Buy all the bodies I want.
Ugh. All right. Thanks again, Matt. What does Jared say? Email us, chubstep.podcast@gmail.com. Rate us on Spotify. Other stuff. Be looking forward to a Steed show coming up. And that's it. The show has ended. Goodbye. Good end. I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna cut it. You wanna say something to end it?
No.
Okay. Show's over.
Now you know you got to go.
Peace. This is Yasin.